If somebody's not happy, like genuinely happy that you made it, they're not your friend.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music. What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. All right, this is take three, so hopefully we don't have any more bullshit going on. And I shouldn't cuss at the first minute of the show. But hey, it's been one of them days. All right. So first and foremost, this is the only podcast where we ain't afraid to admit that we don't know it all. All right. I got my boy Mac with me. Go ahead and say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's up, y'all, man? Listen, welcome back to another episode, man. And my thing to you guys is, right, my word of the day, well, my statement of the day is, do not be a simp, man. Do not be a simp. The crazy thing about it, what reason I'm saying that is, be who you are, man. I felt a certain way this weekend. You know, I had a little friend, you know, maybe linked up. Next thing you know, I was putting up furniture, right? And I wanted to say, listen, I ain't no goddamn carpet. I ain't no handyman around here, man. But being that, you know what I mean? New friend and stuff, right? Your boy just went ahead and did all that, you know what I mean? Listen, don't be a simp, man. That's all I got to say, man. It was a rough time not being myself, you know what I mean? So that's all I got to say to the
Hey
people.
man, you was being yourself, you was being your authentic self and actually helping out, not just leaving the young lady out to dry, man. I respect that.
Nah, I went. Authentic self, dog. Listen, I kept saying like, as I was putting this shit up, I'm thinking to myself like, "What are you doing, dog? Like, what are you doing?" So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
All right, man, ain't no slacking in your Mackin, bro. I feel you. All right, so just continuing on from this week. I'm trying to think about what I did. I actually did a lot of driving, a lot of driving this week, but it's for the best. And honestly, I can't really think about too much stuff that I did this week. But just going back to the conversation we were having last week, all right, where we were talking about best friends. And because I was watching everything on the playback today, and the episode still hasn't been released yet, but it's a good one. So y'all make sure y'all check it out. But there was a question that I asked on there about, best friends dating, your girl if you ever pass or whatever. But I came to find out that's not even the worst thing that a best friend could do to you, bro. I've been watching this B. Simone clip that's been floating around, and yeah. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna play that for the people that don't really know what's going on. But yeah, there's worse things best friends could do to you or for you.
Best friend with a celebrity, everybody thinks that, oh, because you're connected to this person, then your life is just as grand as theirs, or you got
Or
the
you got it, or they
finances.
helping you.
Baby, didn't have a job, living with my parents, a single mom. All this happened to me this past year.
Jesus.
Like, to not have resentment in my heart towards you because I saw you do this for other people. I saw you give a check to somebody to help them through whatever they went through. And it's like, God, like, nobody didn't give me a handout. But guess what? That wasn't your responsibility. God had to take me through that for my own season, for my own thing. I had to get my car repossessed.
Jesus.
I had to go through the food stamps line. I had to be on Medicaid because whatever I'm building my story too. But it's like, as a friend somebody who has it's hard to digest. They're probably shocked that I'm even saying this right now. I have this opportunity and I called you and I told you about it. And you were just like, okay. And you called me
I
back
called her right back, y'all.
and
I was so convicted.
you were like, I didn't like how I felt when you told me that. And I was like, what do you mean? You were like, I don't know what it is. I'm talking this out in real time. But whatever it is, I don't like what I felt. And I said, did you feel jealous? And you were like, I don't think I feel jealous. But like, we went through all the emotions. She's like, are you angry? Are you sad? Are you jealous? I was like, I'm not jealous because I don't want what you have. I'm sad and I'm angry and I'm upset that it's not, I'm not doing it with me.
Yeah.
Like, we're not working together.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that. Y'all, let me tell you something. Anybody that's in my circle, I want to work with you. I want to put you on. I'm putting you in position. I like doing it together.
You do.
How can we do this together? How can we make money together? How mm-hmm. can we build together? How can we grow together? How can we all pitch in?
And so, bro, after watching that clip, I want to know what your thoughts is on it. Because maybe my thoughts on it is all messed up.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say. I mean, I'm just still trying to put that together. I'm still trying to process that.
Got you.
Because I want to say if you're on the same page that I am, because I was kind of thrown off as in what, and then, you know, I don't know. Go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
Got you. So for me, just kind of looking at that clip, I think to myself that B. Simone is a little out of touch. I think that, you know, she is not really a good friend, especially if, and it's one of the things we got to talk about is when women call each other their best friends. If we actually legitimately best friends, we would be talking. I would know you were going through these things first and foremost. For you not to even know that I'm going through all these things and, you know, you just continuing on your life. And then I get a business opportunity and you say to me that, you know, it makes me feel a way, and I might be, she don't know what the emotions are exactly. And her best friend pretty much has to walk her through it so they can figure out what emotions it is that she's feeling, so that you can say something along the lines of, well, I want to put you on. And to me, that just sounds like a toxic friendship. The word is thrown around too much, but I also see some narcissistic characteristics in that. But that's kind of my take on that. I just kind of wanted to see what yours was, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I look at things differently because, like, you know, she was saying, well, Homer was saying, like, she saw her give checks to other people that was needing it. Sometimes, man, people are giving away stuff because someone look hurt or they're asking for it. If you don't ask for some things, sometimes people won't know, right? I won't know that you're in need, right? But you're seeing me doing something for somebody else and you assuming that I should read your mind. And that's the thing that blows my mind consistently, where women think males should read your mind. I mean, that's not what people do. So that kind of like threw me off at first. So that's where I was kind of stuck at. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just processing different things. You know what I mean?
Got you. It's just, I know if you had any opportunities, if any of my good friends had any business opportunities, I would congratulate them. I would be happy, legitimately happy for them, just to see somebody getting, you know, something good out of this life, because not many opportunities come to everybody. And just to know that she had a lucrative business opportunity, and the first thing for you to do is you didn't let her bask in her happiness. You hung up, you called her back, and you told her this makes you feel a way. And then one of the things that people would like to try to do is, because she kept saying, I was convicted, right? And if you've ever gone to a church, you know that that's a term that they throw around in the church a lot whenever they want to justify some things. And this is coming from a man who considers himself to be a Christian, right? A lot of times people are throwing around words such as convicted and things of that nature she was using it in a way to kind of, you know, dim her friend's light. And I don't like that, bro. If you got a friend like that in your life that only wants you in positions because they put you there, because they want that satisfaction, they want you to thank them and give them a good job and a little pat on the back. Because I got family members like that, bro. You just got to cut them people out of your life, legitimately. Like, I have family members right now, to this day. I've been working this job for about 13 years now. This person still talks about how they helped build me up and put me into a position because they see me, you know, in a different mind space and in a different space now, to where they act as if they built me. And I'm grateful for everything that everybody's ever done for me. I'm never going to sit here and I'm never going to, you know, shit on people, but in the same breath, they look at it as a way to kind of belittle you and little bro you. And I'm never with that. I'll always give my props when they do. But if you're one of those people that like to put people in position just to say you put them in position, it's ugly. It's ugly behavior. And like I said, they throw that word narcissist around, but that's narcissistic tendencies, bro.
I mean, you're dead on. And that's how it is. People like to get credit for shit that they haven't done. I heard a rapper said this before. I forgot who the fuck it was. I was trying to think about it as you were talking, man. I'm always doing this. And I think I stated this before on here, where he said he was busting his ass in the studio. His homeboy was always there with him, right? And he felt like he should get paid kind of the same, to the same extent, but he wasn't doing anything. And every now and again, he'll throw him a bar or something like that, right? Where you throw that little bit in and you think you did so much. And what I'm trying to say is, I'm going back to what you're saying, is then people helping you out, like they'll do a little thing for you and thinking that was the genesis of your greatness, right? Like they think that was the spark to everything that you became. You know, I remember I go back home to the islands every now and again, and you'll have older people will tell me like, hey, you know, when you was a kid, I took you here. Or, you know, when you was a kid, I did this for you. And I'm looking at you, looking at this person like, I don't know you from left or right. I don't know you, right? So people like to take credit, man. Maybe they did do something, but you're not doing it out of the goodness of your heart. You're doing it because you want credit for it. And I get what you're saying, and that's toxic as hell. And I don't want to keep rambling, but I want to give credit where credit is due on the same topic, right? Because I just passed that chapter. I'm reading the Jordan Peterson, The 12 Rules for Life, and that's one of them, right? It says make friends with people that want the best for you. And that's kind of what he was talking about in that book, right? The same thing you were just saying, which is crazy to me. So, hey, man, find people that want the best for you, man. And it's easy to tell, right? It's easy to tell. Like, if anybody want credit for anything that you did, they're not your friend. If somebody don't celebrate you, just like you were saying. That's why when you were saying that, man, I was like, damn, that took me back to the book. If somebody's not happy, like generally happy that you made it, they're not your friend. And the fucked up thing about this is, that's how it is in our culture, man. Our culture is just like that. I was raised in it. I still, to this day, feel that way when somebody's making it. But I go out of my way to say congratulations, right? But even though I do feel bad, like, damn, this motherfucker is rocketing, right? And that's where we got to change at. I mean, it's kind of like the 12-step program, man. You know, the first step is you have to identify that you're an alcoholic. You have to identify that you're a hater. And if you a hater, you a hater. I'm a hater, and I'm trying to recover. I'm a hater in recovery, all right? So I'm just being honest with you, all right?
Moral of the story, don't be a hater. Hey, but no, real talk. It's just, even as a parent, bro, I could never see me doing that to my kids. And it's like you build your kids up, and there's parents out here that really have kids, and they want all the praise for doing exactly what it is that you were supposed to do when you have kids, right? I to this day still think that's a toxic characteristic too, but yeah, I'm not gonna delve too deep into that one. It's just let people live, bro. If they say thank you for everything that you did, that's all you really, like, that's more than what you deserve, all right? And that's, well, that's just the way I look at it, bro.
No, that recall is the balls, man. Like, just what you're saying is, and you want to credit for your kids stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, yeah, something you put in a lot of work, like you're taking them to practice and all that. But hey, man, those kids have to want to do it. It's a lot of parents, you know, do a lot of things for their kid, and the kid is just not into that sport, or they're not into whatever their parents is pushing them into, and they'll never make it. So you might do a lot of the work, but it's not your accomplishment. It's still that kid's accomplishment.
Yeah, they still got to do the work. Ooh, speaking of kids doing the work, bro, have you seen any of them videos of the draft? And I know I'm just pulling this out of left air.
Nah, I haven't been watching.
Yeah, so a lot of people are mad at the draft class because a lot of dudes are upset because they were drafted by teams in places where they didn't want to go. It's just like, you got to be grateful that you're a one-of-one talent and you're able to get to the NBA. But that's a conversation for another time. I ain't got the video, and I also didn't prep my boys. We can go ahead, we can move past that. But just we can go ahead and we can get to the Battle the Fuck Out of Here segment. The first video I want to start with is kind of a long one, but I think it's a pretty good one.
I think you should talk to him because he already confirmed it with me.
I just asked what's the issue.
She didn't apply your happy hour discount like she was supposed to.
Okay, well, let's not be a bitch. She's gonna get it taken care of.
What's your name? What's your name? Where's your manager? I just recorded what you just said, right? Can I speak to a man?
Good afternoon, St. Louis. And most importantly, Courtney.
All right, so for the people that didn't quite catch it, all right, the young lady was in a restaurant. The employee didn't put the discount, on her tab, and they were going to change it. The lady had, well, another employee came over, asked her what the issue was. She said she already explained it to somebody else. The lady immediately calls her, oh, she didn't call her a bitch. She just says, "Don't be a bitch." And here's the owner's apology.
My name is Danny Davis. I'm the owner of Crafted, and we met briefly last night. I am now coming on here to address what everybody wants me to address and respond to the videos that you're making and dragging Crafted through the mud and trying to destroy my business. I don't know what I ever did to you or what Crafted did to you, but you know what we did, I apologize. I am just addressing like our truth, I guess. You told your truth, which honestly I watched the videos and I'd say that's what I remember too. I mean, you're not lying. It was very accurate. I think the context could have been a little different because, you know, all of your followers are now attacking my business.
All right. So, pretty much, people were upset because they feel like the owner and her apology wasn't very, genuine. But I want to ask you, do you think the owner and her apology, do you think it was valid, or should she get the fuck out of here with that?
She definitely should get the fuck out of here. And I was just reading the chat on the side where Shorty was just like, you could have asked ChatGPT the developer apology for you because that shit was atrocious. That shit was bad. And she needed to get the fuck out of here, her and her fucking business. That shit's crazy.
So, all right, I'm gonna stand on the other side of this, right? And the reason why I'm gonna stand on the other side is because I don't think that the lady needed to be dragged or her business needed to be dragged if the situation was handled the right way, right? And what I mean by the right way is if the lady was placed on some type of leave for a couple of weeks or some employee training, and then if the owner got on there, when she said the lady was valid, she validated her feelings, she said everything that she was saying was honest and true. I don't understand. Well, I understand why people are killing the business, but I don't know, man. If the way that I look at it, she didn't call the lady a bitch. She said, "Don't be a bitch." And it kind of escalated from there. I don't think that lady's business need to be canceled and all this other stuff. I just think that, she needs a little pow pow. And what I mean by like a little slap on the wrist, this should be an eye-opening experience, and she should be able to continue to operate and just let this be a lesson learned. And the reason I say that is because this is one of the things that kind of charges up the racist activity. And what I mean, and I can't really say it's going to charge up those people, but I could see it being a thing to where, it could be racially charged. And I don't think this was a racially charged thing at all. I was gonna say, do you think it
I
was
mean, it
like,
wasn't. I didn't see anything racist.
that's what I was getting ready to ask you.
Not for. It was clearly bad customer service. When we don't know what homegirl did prior to that. But either way, regardless of what she did, you're in the service business. So the best bet for you to do is just swallow your pride, man, and just move on. It just is what it is. It's a fucked up industry, and I commend you guys for working in it, right? Because you have some cynical people out here, man. You know, they just want to be bad for no reason, right? So I don't know, man. Just their best bet to do it, just be like, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. Thank you. We'll fix it. You'll be straight.
I got you. And in the video, it sounded like somebody had already, you know, came over and taken care of the knees. It's just that lady was adding a little bit extra to it. And so I do get that piece of it. You know, you want to go to the manager. You want to, you know, address the behavior. But I don't think the lady should be canceled for it. I'm sorry. I just don't really understand that piece of it. Even though I know the lady's probably in shock. She's up there trying to save her business and trying to, you know, without admitting any fault, she's trying to get up there and just save face. Unfortunately, the internet's not really going for it.
But she didn't have to make that long, stupid apology, man. All she had to do was say, listen, you know, the employee is being reprimanded, right? The business does not operate like that. We're sorry for anything, any way we might have made her feel. And just move the fuck on, right? You don't have to expound on it going all down this rabbit hole of craziness about the internet, how she's being viewed by her viewers. Like, what the fuck? Like, get out of here. Get out of here. Fuck out of here with all that.
No, I agree with everything you just said, bro. Like, I agree that apology could have been short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah. State your business goal, right? And what they're built off. Move the fuck out. Right? Because all you did was made it worse. All she did was exacerbated the problem. Where now I'm like, that shit wasn't even, I don't even think that was sincere at all. But anyways, yeah, she just need to get the fuck out of here. I ain't feeling that.
Got you. All right. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to cue up the next one.
If I was a man, every woman would want me because I would just love and cherish them and tell them how beautiful and precious they were and kiss them on their foreheads, play with their hair, buy them gifts, take them to nice dinners, spoil them, worship them, and make sure that every day that they knew that they were the most magical and beautiful creature in the world. Yeah, if I was a man, I would do that. It's weird that you men can't keep these women around.
All right, brother. Is she valid or she need to fuck out of here?
Get her all the way the fuck up out of here. Like, all the way the fuck up out of here. She don't even need to be close, man. Being what she's saying all sounds good. That's what they do want, right? But it's a little bit more. There's a lot of butch... I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of intersexual females, right, that can't stay in a relationship still. I know a few of them, right? Some of them are bigger players than us, right? They do the most stupidest stuff. And they're in a relationship in and out real quick, right? Because they know how to play, y'all. And that's get her all the way up out of here. I ain't trying to hear that. And just like the comment said, too, if you do all that, all you're going to do is get played. You know what I mean? And then she's going to come look for Big Mac, the janitor. I mean, not the janitor, the carpenter. The handyman. No, I'm kidding, man. Listen, I was doing the same goddamn thing she was talking about. I was being a sucker over there. That's all you're going to do if you listen to her. Right? All you're going to do is be a sucker. That's just for me. Right? They just most of them. I mean, time out. I ain't going to put a percentage. I don't know. I'm just going to say about 98% of them chicks are just going to take advantage of me. Right? That's all you're going to be. A guy that take them out and buy them stuff. That's all I heard. Take out, buy stuff. Get up out of here.
Yeah, you'll be saved in that phone as the food guy. So one of the things that these women don't understand is you need a lot more game to get these women attracted to you in the first place. You kind of have to play a little game of, all right, I'm actually that guy in order for you to even attract a woman. Like, you can't just be the nice guy. We saw the video last week of Homeboy saying, you know, he deserves love and affection. And I'm pretty sure he considers himself the nice guy. You can't be that guy because you will never get women. And I think a lot of women really think they got game. If women and men, if the roles were reversed, they would find out in real time that they ain't really got game for it.
And a lot of them will be crying, right? Because as soon as y'all get shut down, like how y'all be shutting us down sometimes, them vicious shutdowns, and y'all soft emotions, y'all be out here crying, talking about easy to be a man. Y'all don't know shit about being a man. I don't know shit about being a woman, just like she don't know fucking shit about being a man. She don't know shit. She don't know how it is to get fucking, you know what I mean? A chick just diss the shit out you for no fucking reason. Just because you said what's up, get the fuck up out of here.
Oh, and to add on to that, if you were a man, if you an ugly man, you might as well wrap that whole conversation all the way the fuck up. Like, looks play a big part. It's you, in order for you to get a woman, things have to line up in order for you to really show them who you are and be that nice guy. So, yeah, she need to get all the way the fuck up out of here.
And but that's what I'm saying. And you know why most of y'all get played? Because a nigga have to play like he's somebody he's not, right? And then you get mad, right? So y'all start the game, and then y'all say we playing the game. Nah, we just trying to make it. That's all we trying to do. Shit, just trying to make it. Now I gotta act like something that y'all want. These less than 1% of people that y'all be looking for. And I ain't running down the red pill line, but that part of the red pill is true. Y'all want somebody that's 6'2" and above, make fucking $500,000, right? Don't have no kids, never been in a relationship, all types of stupid shit. That shit don't make no fucking sense. Y'all fucking get the fuck out of here. That's why niggas gotta act weird out here, right? To get in them pants. Then y'all get mad.
Yeah. And that's why, man, that's also why people make a lot of dumb decisions. Where I know in the hood, a lot of times people dudes got bodies on them all because they want to look hard in front of the women. Or people get this jail's full of people that's locked up for all because they was trying to get a woman. Jail is full of them. Ask any man their story. I guarantee a good percentage of them are in there because of them trying to impress a woman or them being let down by a woman. So, yeah, I ain't trying to hear none of that. All right, moving on to, unless you had something else you wanted to say, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna queue up the next one.
Man, I'm gonna leave that because I'm gonna go down the wrong path on that motherfucker. I'm gonna leave that shit alone.
Talk to these women here. Bro, we can, bro, I don't give a fuck about it. We can do whatever you want to do. We can do whatever you want to do. We can do it. Watch how you talking to these women here, bro. You a black man embarrassing us like that, bro. Watch how you talking to these women. Like I said, talk to a man like that.
I was talking to my girl.
I don't care. Don't get. You put your hand in her face, and I ain't saying. Watch how you talking to these women, bro. Calling that lady a fucking liar, bro. Relax.
She was a liar.
Relax.
She's a liar.
Relax. You ain't tough, nigga.
She's a liar.
You not tough, nigga.
Neither are you.
You not tough, nigga.
Neither are you.
I'm not. I'm a grown man.
I'm
Watch how you talk to women, nigga.
I'm a grown man too.
The fuck wrong with you, bro?
You're a hero.
Ain't nobody trying to be no hero, but ain't nobody going for that. You being disrespectful. Watch your mouth,
I'm not.
nigga.
I'm not. She said I was a liar.
I'm on that.
She said I
I promise. I'm on it. I'm on that. You don't call no grown woman no fucking liar, bro. It's a better way to talk to people, nigga.
All right, homeboy that crashed out on the other dude. Is he valid? Or do we need to get the fuck out of here?
I guess this is all the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. No, man, I was secondhand embarrassed. I was secondhand embarrassed because of what he was saying, right? It's a bunch of white people there. He's using the N-word over and over and over again, right? I was just secondhand embarrassed. I'm sitting here cringing like that. It's like, just stop. You know what I mean? But I get what he's doing, right? He might be coming to, the defense of a woman, right? And that's what my man was just basically saying to some extent, right? That's where a lot of people find themselves in jail, coming to the defense of a woman. But no, I'm just saying, he was coming to the defense. This is good, right? It's a good characteristics to have, right? You're trying to defend someone who's not as strong or powerful, right? If you're coming to the defense, that's totally fine. But all that embarrassment, you're just embarrassing more people, right? You came to the defense of one people, then you embarrassed a whole freaking race of people. At the same time, being on the internet. And the real talk about this was, ain't none of them want to fight or are going to do nothing to one another. Ain't none of them going to do nothing. Because if somebody really want to fight, right? I'm just saying, I'm just speaking from my experience in life and back to the lady that don't know shit about being a man, right? All he had to do was say, what's up then? Don't kill the argument. If they really want to throw a hand, all you got to do is stop and say, what's up? What's up? That's the only word you got to say, right? Because we all know what the frick that means at that point, right? What's up? All that yapping back and forth, they're bickering like two females. Both of them was raised by females. I can tell you that. Let me stop. I'm just making up shit. I don't know.
I know. So me, I think he's valid, bro. And I'm going to tell you why. So one of the biggest things I always talk about when it comes to, you know, protecting women is the guns piece of it. If you're in a secured airport, you know, ain't nobody got no guns on them. If there's one place you can catch a fair fade, it's right there in the airport. So,
yeah.
And yeah, I agree with you in regards to him speaking and, you know, constantly saying the N-word. There's other ways you could have handled it. You could have just said, and I don't know how it started. I just know whoever recorded it started once the voices started to raise. But all you had to say was, hey, bro, don't talk to that woman like that. And then as soon as he would have got loud and belligerent, then, you know, we could escalate it a little bit, which probably is what happened, which more than likely is what happened. And yeah, I don't know, man. Cussing that lady out to me ain't worth being on a no-fly list, because that's what that's going to get you. Get you put right on that no-fly list. And yeah, homeboy valid though.
Not to me. Both of them need to get out of here. Even when you two grown men in the airport just arguing like two little girls, man. That's all I'm gonna say, man. That's not grown man behavior. That's why they need to get the F up out of here. Both of them. Both of them.
I mean, but if you've seen that going on, bro, what are you doing in that situation? You see this grown man cussing at this woman?
I'm gonna go over there, like, seriously, like, I'll probably go over there and try to like, kill this. Like, hey, man, listen, it ain't worth it. Right, I'm gonna talk to both of them. I'm gonna take both of their sides because I know how this thing works, right? Everybody think they're right. So either one I grab, I'm gonna be like, yeah, man, I see exactly where you're coming from, man. But yo, don't worry about that. Just to try to stop the bullshit. Right, because it's just embarrassing. And I ain't gonna tell nobody that they're wrong, because all that's gonna do is just infuriate them even a little bit more. So why even get into that?
Yeah.
Try to break it. I'm gonna grab one of them, like, hey man, listen, you right, bro? Listen, but this don't need to happen here, right? Because whatever, you know, you're embarrassing, you know what I mean, yourself in front of people, or it seems embarrassing, or I don't know. That probably even trigger him even more. But what I'm saying is just I'm taking their side. To begin with, right? Just to make sure they know, listen, I'm on your side. It ain't that real. You know what I mean? Just chill out. You know what I mean? That's all people want. That's why they start yelling. They just want to be validated, right? I want to be validated. Look at me. This is what I'm doing. I want to be validated. Sit your ass down.
The way my brain works, bro, I got one question. Where the fuck is TSA? They always looking to beat somebody the fuck up. But y'all ain't never aware these types of things is going on. I would at least think y'all got somebody in the back to kind of handle those types of situations. Or the air marshal or somebody. Somebody should be there to kind of stop these situations. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're getting ready to board, too.
Yeah, I think those like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, I think those air marshals have to be like undetectable, right? Because... You don't want to be identified while they're flying, so people would know, right?
Got you.
But I get you. They should have some kind of security up in there to kill those squabble. But I don't think they're perceiving it like that. They have millions of people just in and out of there, right? Just people just moving. Ain't nobody really hanging out at the airport, right? I mean, some people do because they have a long flight waiting for, but they have business there, and they're not wasting time doing that stuff. Right, people are just in and out the airport, so I don't think that's why they don't have security like that. Plus, exactly what you were saying too, they know ain't nobody got no damn guns up in there, no knives or nothing, right? So everything is safe. You might catch some hands, right? You might get some paws put on you, but we'll get somebody down there when available.
It's real low threat, low effort. I got you. All right, I got one more valid the fuck out of here. And then we can go ahead and we can move on to the basketball talk.
A Michigan lunch lady has been arrested after paying two fourth graders to beat up a classmate who called her a pregnant bitch. 18-year-old Brooke Wilson Johnson was working as a cafeteria aide at Campus Elementary in Grand Rapids. Police say she offered two students $1 each to rough up a 9-year-old boy who cursed her in the lunchroom. Witnesses told school staff they saw the kids shoving and punching the boy, who suffered minor injuries during the attack. According to police, Wilson Johnson had given the money as a reward after the beating had already happened. Wilson Johnson was fired on the spot and was later charged with disorderly conduct and aiding and abetting juvenile delinquency. Despite initially denying wrongdoing, she eventually pleaded guilty. In February, she was sentenced under Michigan's Holmes Youthful Trainee Act, allowing her record to be sealed if she follows the court's orders. She spent 1 week behind bars and was given a year of probation. Parents at the school say they're shocked by the behavior. Many question how someone working around children could encourage such violence.
All right, is that young lady valid, or she need to get the fuck out of here?
No, I was reading the comment, bro. My man said $2 for a fade is diabolical. Hey, that shit. Listen, I'm going to say she's valid, man. Listen, you can't be running off your mouth and not getting any consequences for it. She can do it. You know what I mean? She incentivized these young fellas, right? She incentivized them. Hey, go take care of this business for me, man, and I'll throw you a couple of dollars. It's her.
Only thing I don't agree with, just like the comments was talking about, was the $2 for the fade. I mean, if them kids are getting suspended, I know for a fact, but it's worth at least the other 20 ball and whatnot. And I think that when it comes to kids learn lessons the best from their peers. We talk about that all the time. You learn the best when your peers teach you a lesson. And that's going to be a lesson you never forget. You don't talk about a pregnant lady and her getting locked up for a week. I think that's also bullshit. But, I mean, actions have consequences. I just say $2 is a little too, is not enough.
I mean, yeah, by laws and regulations, obviously that's why she got fired, went to court and all that. She wrong, but no, I mean, she did the right thing. I don't care. Listen. Some people know that there's consequences to their actions, right? And that's what that kid learned, man. Consequence to that action.
Bro, a dollar in this economy is diabolical. What the fuck am I going to do with a dollar?
That's what I'm saying. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing. They got to put together to get fucking two chicken wings from the Chinese store.
Come on, nah.
Hey, man, let's just, I think they're going to give us two. I mean, where I'm from, you only can buy a minimum of three, but hey, man, let's get two chicken wings and call it a day. We ain't going to get no drinks.
Just thirsty. You get to share. Well, no, you can't even buy a bag of chips in this economy, for real. I put it together to get a big bag.
They put it together and got a bottle of water. Like, damn, that was tiring, man. Let's go get a water with that. Because you can't even get a water for a dollar. Shit.
And yeah, you can't be talking to your elders like that. Ain't plain and simple.
Hey, good job. Man, you got fired, man. Listen, we got a job for you right here on We're Not Expert Podcast.
I mean, it pay about a dollar a day.
Exactly a dollar a day. Shit. So that's $5 if you do it every week.
All right, man. That concludes our valid or fuck out of here segment. All right. So I got one more video, and I know we probably gonna have different views on this, but so T-Mac has some things to say about Kobe.
Too many talented players that come through this league that are championship worthy. What I mean by that, if you take them off a team that is a championship quality team, replace me with Kobe with Shaq. I don't win a championship. You don't think I could carry the Lakers to a championship? Like, I've never had the opportunity.
Correct.
I felt like if I was put in that position to win a championship, I damn sure would show up and do what I do in the playoffs to elevate my team to that level. I just never had the chance. So do I get diminished? Because I never won a championship.
All right. So coming from somebody who grew up, Tracy McGrady was my favorite player, all right? Back when we had MySpace profiles, T-Mac was my MySpace profile, bro. And I'm going to say this with all the love in the world. T-Mac got Kobe all the way fucked up, right? And I'm only saying that, well, so based on what he was saying in the video, I do believe that there's a lot of players without rings that are legends, right? You can't diminish that. But to say you can do what Kobe did, I don't agree with that, bro. What's your thoughts on that, bro?
Hey, I'm right along with T-Mac, but I mean, it's the unpopular opinion, right? And I don't fuck with T-Mac too, because I'm saying he's valid, but I don't fuck with him. I'm gonna say this real quick, because he came at my boy LeBron about the ring thing at first, about the Jordan and Mike and LeBron. Anyways, we're gonna pass that. I'm gonna let you slide on that. But anyways, I think T-Mac would have won, right, a championship with Shaq, right? There's a lot. Championship don't make you, man. It really doesn't. I'm from Philly, so I'm going to go with my boy Allen Iverson. I think Allen Iverson was better than Kobe. I think, personally, Allen Iverson was better than Jordan. But even Allen Iverson will say, nah, I'm not, right, because he's over there licking Michael Jordan boots and shit. But this little six-foot nigga took the 76ers to the championship. Do you hear me? To the championship by himself, because nobody can name me somebody else that played on that team, right? What are you going to say? Eric Snow? Mutombo? Get the fuck out of here. Allen Iverson did that shit by himself, right? And I see Allen Iverson as, right now, the best basketball player under LeBron James, just because LeBron James is bigger and stronger. But if fucking Allen Iverson was the same size as fucking LeBron James, nigga, ain't nobody stopping him. And that's just my take on it, even though he licks Michael Jordan bootstring after I watch him cross Michael Jordan up all crazy. Because, like I said, I'm from Philadelphia, and we watched that a million times. That's just my take on it. I think T-Mac was better than Kobe to me. I mean, that's me personally. I mean, and I can't tell you, it's a lot of great players never won anything, right? It just depends on the team that you're on. Basketball is a team sport, all right? It's a team sport. Look at KD, which a lot of people are saying is better than LeBron. If he did not go to the Warriors, that boy have no championships. Zero. And we all know KD is a fucking monster. Well, other than not brushing his hair. But anyways, that dude is crazy, right? So me personally, I know Kobe passed and he gets even more praises. He wasn't that good. He was good, but he wasn't that good. No, he's top tier, but he's not in my top 10. You know, everybody like to give a number. He's not in my top 10. That's just me personally. And I'm not the biggest basketball fan. I'll just watch it here and there. But it's what catches me, you know what I mean? What I like to see. Because right. Even I think Penny was better than him before he got hurt. You know what I mean? I think I'm dating myself. Grant Hill was better than, because Grant Hill was one of them changers that came into the league, right? Jordan couldn't mess with Grant Hill. I'm just saying, man. Listen, a lot of good players that didn't make
it. So one of the things that I hate, right, is when people start mentioning the injuries. Your injuries also are one of the things that have to be taken into account when we're talking about the greatness, right? Because if your play style is a certain way, if you tend to run a certain way, if you're not taking care of your body, things of that nature. I'm not saying it's always on you, but sometimes those injuries are on you, and that has to be taken into account when we're talking about greatness. Allen Iverson, he's great, but he's not Kobe great. Allen Iverson, he didn't have that mentality to win a championship. And it kind of showed when he had to move away from the Sixers, when you had to go into a different organization and you have to try to carry different organizations. And people are still looking at you to deliver, and you can't do that. And you don't have the mind. Like, I think not enough is mentioned about Kobe's mindset. Because even Shaq coming from Orlando, he'll tell you his focus wasn't really basketball at the time. You need a person like Kobe and a coach like Phil Jackson in your ear that's expecting more out of you and want you to deliver each and every night. And when you don't show up in the championships, this man still has to show up and has to do more than his share of work, right? Yes, I do think he could have got away with a championship if he would have had Shaq. But to do what Kobe did to get five championships, and then once the regime changed and Shaq left, he ended up doing it again with Gasol. Like, let's not act like mindset don't go into that. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yo. Listen, what I like to say is, man, listen, I don't know. I'm gonna throw this out here, as in what you just said. Allen Iverson played his championship game against the same person you're talking about, Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. Great players. And you're going to tell me you can't put him above either one of them? Listen, this dude went and won the first game, bro. Come on. He won a game out of there. Yeah, they got a gentleman sweep afterwards, but he was by himself, bro. See, I don't know what reality y'all live in, man, but that's greatness. That's greatness. That dude was great. He's 6 foot. He's six. Kobe is 6'7", 6'6". Shaq is 7 foot. And he won a game, dog. Man, yo, buggy. Yo, reality is not reality anymore, man. I don't know what the hell goes on in life anymore, but y'all can't see. But that's crazy to me. That's crazy. And name me somebody that played without Allen Iverson. That's from still wait. I know I gave y'all two, but name somebody else. Because, shit, he dragged them motherfuckers all the way to the chip. Just like LeBron did with the Cav team. He dragged them. It's only so much you can do by yourself. And the reason why I'm saying that now, look at the game of basketball now. It's a team. It's always been a team sport, but it's the ultimate team sport now. You can be the best basketball player. If you ain't running with these kids now, because that's all they're doing and they're showing it to you. Like, we don't need a big superstar. Like, yeah, Shea won, but he was a big superstar. But everyone's balling, right? Look at Indiana. Everyone's running and gunning. They're balling. The game has changed. And you can't just be one good guy, right, and think you're just going to win shit by yourself. That shit ain't happening. So I don't give a fuck who's out here right now by yourself and you got your four bums with you. You ain't going to win shit. I promise you. The game has changed again, and it's all about running. It's all about cardio. From my perspective, that's what I was looking at when I'm watching these games, right? You can be good when setting your sets. You can't run, and if you're not hustling, trying to get a rebound and get a putback, because that's all they're doing now. It's a run and gun. Everybody is hustling out there, right? That's what basketball is. Because, really, who's a great player on the Indiana Pacers? Tyrese Halliburton? The dude, he's averaging, what, like 15 to 17, right? Everybody on the team is averaging that. So when you do the math on that, yes, they're scoring really high, right? Who are you going to say, Patrick Siakam? Come on, man. These dudes are not really that good. One-on-one, that's what we're trying to show you. Basketball has never been a one-on-one game. But if you're trying to give somebody their credit, you have to go with their personal accomplishments. Championships are team accomplishments. I know I'm rambling, man. I'm just running with this. It's just something, it's a conversation I have over and over and over again. Where I'm like, people are not seeing this world in reality. People have been lied to so long in their life, they don't know. My kid friends will come over and be like, Jordan is the best. These motherfuckers never seen Jordan play. It's what they've been hearing these old heads say. And they'll run with it. Oh, yeah, I went back and I watched the game. You ain't watching that fuzzy-ass, bullshit-ass, slow basketball from back then. Hey, that shit ain't exciting now from what we see going on. And that's what I'm trying to say, man. We're not living in reality. And that's what we need to start telling people what's real, man. Jordan was good in his time. Jordan will be coming off the bench. I'm making that up. But he wouldn't be who he is right now. And I put this on my life. If it wasn't for them damn shoes, right, that made Jordan most of his money and made him who he is, if it wasn't for his shoes, he would be nobody. He would barely bring him up, right? He'll barely come up here and there. Like winning six championships, Think about it. Bill Russell won 11. Ain't nobody just bringing up Bill Russell for no fucking reason. Like, Bill Russell was the greatest. He won 11 in 12 years. He only lost one time in his whole career. Jordan played 15 years. Nine of them times he lost. If you don't win the championship, you lost. So what y'all talking about? My bad, man. I'm rambling, man. I go all day on that, man.
I get it. Individual accomplishments do matter. However, I still don't see AI being greater than Kobe. I just can't place him there. But I'm going to leave it at that. What you got to say to the people, bro?
Hey, man. Listen, man. I love y'all. Love y'all, man. Hey, show some love back, man. We do this for y'all, bro. All right? It's all we here for, man. And it's a pleasure. And I mean, my man busts his ass to bring you this every week. You know what I mean? I don't do shit, so I'm going to be here anyways. My man come up with a topic. He cares about y'all, man. He trying to give y'all some good product. We show y'all love, man. Show us some love back. That's all I'm asking, man. Give a brother a follow. You know, write a comment. Tell me how stupid I am. I'm cool with that. That's all I got for y'all, man. I love y'all anyways, all right? That's from Big One. I'll be talking to y'all, man.
Got you. All right, first and foremost, bro, you already know I appreciate you, man. I say it every time, and I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you. I want to thank Pat. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank everybody that has a part to play with this podcast. I want to thank you guys that are out there listening. All right, if you haven't at this point, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, like Mac already said. And lastly, I want to leave y'all with, one, AI is not greater than Kobe. And two, I don't even remember what my second. Oh, just be a good friend to people, right? If you claim somebody's your friend, you shouldn't want anything from them, all right? Except their friendship. And, you know, if you can help them out, always do so. But this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.